Okay, read John 6, verse 8 and 9. John 6, 8 and 9. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There's a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" What are they among so many? What can the little that we have accomplish here? Look at the need that is here. The need is great, and we have little. And that's the next point I want to make. We have little compared to the needs.
در مقایسه But با نیازی که جلومونه
expects us
اما خداوند توقع داره
to give what we have.
هر چه داریم بدیم
he expects, even though it's little,
با اینکه کمه بدیم به حضور خداوند
and then he will bless the little
و اون یک کمه ما رو برکت بده
and meet the needs.
و ما نیازها رو برآورده کنیم.
How can we meet the great needs that we see around us?
There
are those that are impossible for us. Here's how we can do. How do that? We give what we can
to God
and ask Him to bless us. Yeah, for God to bless us. How can we reach all those around us with the gospel?
Yeah,
because, oh, it's impossible.
Yeah.
We give the time that we can give. Put in the effort that we can do. Yeah, remember we read in Matthew 9, 26,
38.
Let's read it again. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto the disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest."
چون جمعیتی بسیار دید دلش پریشان به سوخت زیرا که مانند گوسفندان بیشوان پریشان حال پراکنده بودند آنگاه به شاگردان خود گفت محصول فراوان است اما کارگر کم پس از صاحب محصول استدعا نمایی تا کارگران در محصول خود بفرستند.
Yeah, there are all these people who need feeding.
این همه آدم احتیاج به غذا دارن. این همه آدم احتیاج به انجیل دارن.
It says the harvest is truly plenteous.
زمین برداشت زیاده.
There are many people who will get saved.
خیلی کسا هستن که میتونن نجات پیدا کنن.
When God's people,
وقتی قوم خداوند,
yeah, His disciples,
شاگردان خداوند,
do their part.
کار خودشون انجام بدن.
If they do the little they can do.
همون کمی رو که میتونن انجام بدن انجام بدن.
It can be done.
میشه انجام بشه.
Because God is behind.
God
will bless the effort.
خداوند برکت میده به قدرت.
All I have is 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
چیزایی که دارم همین
20,000.
5 تا تیکه نون و 2 تا ماهیه. 20,000 نفر جلو من.
Jesus, you're asking us to do things that we cannot be done.
که غیر ممکنه نمیتونم انجام بدم.
I only have these couple hours in a week.
فقط این چند ساعت تو هفته رو دارم.
Yeah, there are so many people out there.
اما این همه آدم بیرونن.
What difference is it going to make?
من چیکار کنم با این همه وقت؟
What good is that?
چه لطفی میتونم بکنم؟ چیکار میتونم بکنم؟
That is all that is needed.
تنها چیزی که خدا از
ما همونه. We decide to give God the little we have.
بگیریم. همون کمی که داریم بدیم.
We can do it.
ما میتونیم.
And God blesses it.
و خداوند برکت میده.
We can put it into His hands.
میتونیم به دستای خداوند بسپریم.
And He will use that.
و اون استفاده میکنه.
To do what seems to be impossible.
کاری رو که به نظر غیر ممکن میاد ممکن میسازه.
Yeah, there's a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? Jesus, I have nothing to give. It's not enough. Jesus says, give what you can give.
Yeah,
God wants us to rely on Him. And He wants us to give Him what we have. Even if it's little. He expects it from us. Go to Mark 12. Mark 12 verse 30. Mark 12 verse 30. Yeah, very, very known verse. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
و خداوند خدای خود را به تمامی دل و تمامی جان و تمامی فکر و تمامی قوت خود محبت نما که اولین از احکام این است.
God wants us to give all of us. All our hearts. All our soul. All our mind. With all our strength. He doesn't want a little piece of you. Yeah, on Sunday morning. Or on only Wednesday evening. No, he wants you all week long. Oh, I don't have much to offer.
Okay,
just offer what you have. I can't do much. Okay,
just
do what you can.
پس اون کاری که میتونی انجام بده.
When God will bless it,
وقتی خدا برکت بده به تو, به همه غذا خواهد
In fact, it feeds more than them all.
نه تنها میرسونه بلکه زیادی هم
خداوند. Because there was plenty left over.
اضافه غذاشون 12 بسته بود. لوقا فصل 9.
Read again verse 17.
آیه 17 رو بخون.
And they did eat. And were all filled, and there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. So they started out with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. God multiplies that. Now they're all filled.
همه پر شد.
And then they are picking up the pieces that are left.
تیکه های نونی که افتاده بود.
And they have 12 baskets remaining.
و 12 تا سبد باقی مونده.
Everybody ate.
همه خوردن.
And they finished more than they started with.
و آخرش از اون که شروع کرده بودن بیشتر بود.
They had put in what they had.
هر چی که داشتن دادن.
They gave it all to Jesus.
همه رو به عیسی مسیح دادن.
Even though it was little.
با اینکه کم بود.
But when the dust settled.
وقتی خاک گرد و غبار خوابید.
The impossible had happened.
غیر ممکن اتفاق افتاد.
That there was even more left than they started with.
اضافه‌اش بیشتر از اون چیزی بود که شروع
کردن. We can't.
ما نمیتونیم.
But God can.
اما خدا میتونه.
God gives us tasks to accomplish.
خداوند از ما چیزایی
خواسته که انجام بدیم. Humanly speaking, impossible to accomplish.
غیر ممکن انجام بدیم.
Why?
چرا؟
God wants us to rely on Him.
چون میخواد که به او توکل کنیم.
What he wants is that we give him, and he wants that we give all what we can give, and trust in him. Yeah, so through him we can accomplish the things that he's asking to do. God is able. He is not limited. He is the creator. And of course, this is a miracle of creation here. Food was multiplied.
Yeah,
Jesus is the creator. He can do the impossible. Now there are those who never accomplish anything for God because they never want to rely on God and they're never willing to bring the little that they can bring to God. And as a result, they will never see God blessing their little part to accomplish the great things in this world. And they will never see the end result. And there's more left than they started with. Yeah, there's a great need. A need you cannot meet. But it tells you
to meet that need.
He wants you to rely on him for the solution. He wants you to do what you can. And then God blesses you while you using you
واس شما استفاده میکنید
blessing others
که برکت بدیم به دیگران
and when all are fed
بعد از اینکه همه غذا خوردن
when the impossible is done
وقتی غیر ممکن انجام شد
you are more blessed
تو برکت بیشتری
than you were before you started
قبل از اینکه اون هدیه
before you gave what you have
قبل از اینکه اون چه که داشتی رو بهش بدی
yeah 1 minus 1 is 0
منهای 1 میشه 0
with God 1 minus 1 equals 2
بدون خداوند 1 منهای 1 مساوی با 2
finish with more than you started
شروع خواهی کرد بیشتر از آنچه که شروع تموم خواهی کرد بیشتر از آنچه شروع
yeah when we serve God when we give our lives to him
وقتی زندگیمون رو تقدیم
می کنیم we will be blessed
برکت خواهیم گرفت
now listen to what happened in the story
ببینید در داستان چه اتفاقی افتاد 12
men
با 12 تا مرد شروع شد
with nothing
با هیچ بدون هیچ بدون هیچی.
Yeah, they said they had no more.
هیچی خودشون نداشتن.
The only thing they came up with.
تنها راه حلی که پیدا کردن.
Were 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
5 تا نون و 2 تا ماهی.
That they didn't even bring.
که خودشون هم نیاورده بودن.
How does the story end?
چجوری داستان تموم
شد؟ I don't think that's a coincidence.
اما تصادفی نیست.
With 12 baskets full.
با 12 تا سبد پر.
12 men who have now 12 baskets full.
12 نفر با 12 تا سبد پر.
Yeah, you can't outgive God.
نمیتونی به خداوند بیشتر از اون که به تو میده.
Serving God is always a blessing.
یه راه نیست، هدر دادن نیست، بلکه برکته.
You just live for yourself.
وقتی برای خودت و تنها برای خودت زندگی کنی.
You'll end up with yourself.
فقط با خودت میمونی.
When you live for God.
اما وقتی برای خدا بمونی.
You'll start with nothing.
با هیچی شروع میکنی.
With little.
با کم شروع میکنی.
And you end up with planting.
و خیلی زیاد در دست.
Go to Psalm 23.
مزمور
23. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah, stay there because I can read the rest of the verse as well.
23 what?
One. Psalm 23 verse 1. Who's going to read it?
پیدا کردیم مزمور.
خداوند شبان من است، محتاج به هیچ چیز نخواهم بود.
Only one. We're going to read. Yeah. So if the Lord is your shepherd,
اگر خداوند شبان شماست,
yeah, you will come to a place
به جایی خواهید رسید
that you shall not want.
به محتاج هیچی نخواهید.
Read verses 2 and 3.
آیه 2 و 3.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, so I'm serving God and everything will be great. This sounds great. No problems anymore. No, read on. There's more coming. Verses 4 till 5. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Yeah, so there's also times of difficulties. There's also enemies. But God says, even in those times, I'll be with you. Even if enemies come against you,
hey,
I will feed you in the midst of them. Yeah, I will anoint your head with oil. And my cup is running over. There's plenty. Yeah, this goes from I shall not be in want to now my cup is running over.
Yeah, verse 6.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
در پی من خواهد بود و سالیان دراز در خانه خداوند ساکن خواهم بود.
Yeah, that's when you walk with God.
وقتی با خدا قدم
برداری. That's when you live for him.
وقتی با خداوند زندگی کنی.
When he is your shepherd, if you're following him.
وقتی شبان شما باشه و دنبال او بروید.
Yeah, when you give the little.
وقتی اون یه ذره کمه تو به خداوند بدی.
And God blesses it.
به خداوند بدی و برکت بده.
That's when you start with 12 men having nothing.
بدون هیچی شروع میکنی.
And even everything you have is given.
وقتی همه چیزایی هم که داشتی داری خود خالی کردی. And
the 12 men having plenty.
و با 12 تا مرد با سبد پر
12 baskets left over after everybody's fed.
12 تا سبد برای هر کدومشون اضافه مونده.
Are you going to go live for God?
چجوری میخوایم برای خداوند زندگی
کنیم؟ Or are you going to live for yourself?
برای خدا زندگی میکنی یا برای خودت؟
And end up like Solomon, for example.
میتونیم مثل سلیمان باشید.
Yeah, we read about him.
در مورد سلیمان خوندیم.
He gave himself everything.
همه چی رو داد خداوند بهش وقتی
نمیداد. And yet it says.
و آخر سر میگه.
That he hated life.
از زندگی متنفر.
And that what he was all into.
وقتی در همه چی رفت.
Was vain. It was empty.
پوچ بود. خالی بود.
Yeah, the world leaves you empty.
دنیا شما رو خالی رها خواهد.
When you live for God.
وقتی برای خدا زندگی میکنی. خالی نخواهید.
You end up full.
پر خواهید بود.
Yeah, and the blessed.
برکت خواهید داشت.
Not necessarily rich.
نه ثروتمند.
But blessed.
اما برکت.
A full life.
زندگی پر.
Yeah, make a choice today.
امروز تصمیم بگیریم.
If you don't serve him now, start serving.
اگر امروز بهش خدمت نمی‌کنید، شروع کنیم به خدمت کردن.
If you're already serving,
اگر خدمت می‌کنید، ادامه بدید به خدمت کردن، بیشتر بهش خدمت
کنید. Rely on him.
به او توکل کنید.
Give him.
به او بدهید.
What you have.
هر آنچه که دارید.
And see him working.
و ببینید که او چیکار می‌کنه.
And the guarantee is, you will not end up empty-handed.
با دست خالی برنمی‌گردید.
Your cup will run over.
لیوانت سرریز خواهد بود.
Go to Psalm 37.
مزمور 37.
It's the last place we go to. Psalm 37. Verse 3. For now. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Yeah, first see the order. Yeah. Trust in him.
اعتماد کنید به او.
Yeah, first rely on him.
بر روی او اعتماد کنید.
Yeah, do good.
کار نیکو انجام بدید.
And then you shall dwell in the land and you shall be fed.
زمین خواهید بود و همه نیازاتون را
برآورده خواهید شد. Read verses 4 and 5.
آیه 4 و 5.
Delight yourself also in the Lord and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit the way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass.
راه خود را به خداوند بسپار و بر او توکل کن که او عمل خواهد کرد.
Yeah, again, notice the order. First commit yourself to God.
خودتون رو به خداوند تقدیم کنید به خداوند.
And then these things, yeah, these desires that you have will come to pass.
تمام خواست قلبتون انجام
بشه. Now, what can we learn from the story of the feeding of the 5,000?
از داستان غذا دادن به 5000 نفر چی یاد می‌گیرید؟
When you serve God,
وقتی به خدا خدمت
می‌کنید. Understand that there is a demand. That comes from serving him.
برای خدمت به خداوند همیشه فشار رو
داره. There can be interruptions at times that are not convenient for you.
ممکنه زمانی که دلت نمیخواد جلوت گرفته شه، وقت گرفته شه.
At times that you would want to have rest.
زمانی که میخوای استراحت کنی، اون استراحت ازت گرفته شه.
When you serve God.
اما وقتی به خدا خدمت میکنی.
Understand that God will ask you things.
خداوند چیزهایی رو ازت میخواد.
That are greater than what you can accomplish, than what you can do.
بزرگتر از آن چیزی است که میتونی انجام بدی.
Need is great.
نیاز بزرگه.
And you need to realize.
و اعتماد کنی.
That you're empty. You have only little.
کمه. چیزی نداری بهش بدی.
Yeah. And, and that you need to rely on him.
و اعتماد باید بکنی.
That you need to trust him.
به او باید اعتماد کنی.
And give him the little that you have.
و به او اون کمی که داری رو بدی.
And then he will take it.
او میگیره.
And multiply it.
چندین
so
برابرش
میکنه
که نیازها برآورده شه. تو خداوند رو در کار شهادت خواهی.
Blessing your efforts.
برکت دستات.
Not leaving you empty like you
started. خالی رها نخواهد کرد اونجوری که شروع کردی.
But leaving you fulfilled.
شما رو تکمیل و دست پر
رها خواهد کرد.
انقدر زیاد.
Your cup running over.
که لیوانتون سرریز خواهد شد.
Yeah, let God use your life for his glory.
از زندگیتون برای جلالش استفاده کنه.
Yes, you don't have much to offer.
بله میدونم هیچ زیاد ندارین که بهش.
Don't think too highly of yourself.
زیاد به خودتون توکل نکنید.
Give to God.
به خدا بدید.
What you can give him.
هر آنچه که دارید بدید.
And let him bless it.
و بذارید اون برکت بده و اون از زندگیتون استفاده کنه.
Yeah, life spent for self in the world.
خودمون و دنیا هدر
بدیم.
خالی و دست خالی
a life lived for God.
اما زندگی برای خدا زندگی کردن.
Yeah, leaves you with plenty.
و خیلی زیاد و دست پر رها خواهد.
Amen.
آمین. 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 آمین.